The Chris Perillo Show is brought to you by Microsoft Windows Media. Download Windows Media Player 10 at Microsoft.com/Windows Media.
Howdy.
Hello.
Who am I speaking with?
You're speaking with David.
David, hello.
Hi. I actually had a question for you about handheld computers.
Handheld, okay.
Yeah, I've heard in more than one podcast of yours that you absolutely hate the Palm computing platform. And I was kind of wondering why.
You know, and this is just, it's a personal preference, and certainly I'm not alone in this.
Oh, no, you're by far not alone in hating the Palm computer platform.
It's outdated, it's antiquated, and while the hardware has evolved, the operating system hasn't. And maybe that's part of its power, and the greatness is that you can run Palm apps from, you know, 1992, but I don't want to run Palm apps from 1992. I want to run Palm apps from 2004, you know?
that makes sense.
You know, the operating system, it's gotten incrementally better. Yeah, they got color icons and they're doing some fun things. But, you know, it's still replete with the bugs that are inherent. For instance, Ponzi always tells the story, and I wish she was here to relay it, of how she had a Palm device, like a Clie. And she was so impressed. She said, look, I can save my phone numbers. I can do this, and I can pull up my calendar. She's showing off to all her friends back home, and I can do this, and I can do this. Oh, yeah. And then she turns it on, and suddenly everything's gone.
I had one of those kind of devices there, one of the early Sonys. And yeah,
No. It's not Sony doesn't have the monopoly on this Palm feature.
No, they don't.
Of sudden erasure for no reason of all the data. And I'm sorry, if it's known to be a problem that still exists in the platform, ain't no way in hell. I have problems with my Pocket PC as it is. I've had less problems with my Pocket PC than I've ever had with a Palm device.
Well, I'm currently using a Tungsten T3 that seems to be fairly stable, but my main concern is I want to be able to put the Tungsten T3 on a network and not just browse the internet, but be a little more interactive than that with the network. I want to be able to actually receive incoming connections to a service, and I was wondering if the Pocket PCs can do this.
Oh, certainly. Yeah, I mean, if you can dream up the app for a Palm, it's certainly on the Pocket PC.
Okay, because I kind of wanted to run my own little FTP server on the Palm, not for all the time.
You know,
but messaging clients, I can never get two messaging clients to work to send files together. And with the fact that you have the handheld version versus the desktop version, I've never gotten it to work. And I send people files a lot when I'm on the go. And so, you know, I was kind of wondering if maybe you could help me with that.
One company you may want to start with, and this is just off the top of my head, they've kind of been known for developing internet apps for the Windows mobile platform, Pocket PC, CE, whatever you want to call it. Ruksun, R-U-K-S-U-N. R-U-K-S-U-N, Ruksun.
Isn't that typed in now?
I'm pretty sure, if memory serves, that was the site that I remember going to when I was looking for like a couple of just offbeat internet clients that you never think about running on a mobile device, and they definitely had them.
Wow, okay.
So that may be a good place to start. And I'm not sitting here, I don't think that Windows Mobile is a fantastic operating system. I think it's okay. For a PDA, though, if you use Windows, I think the Pocket PC or the Windows Mobile platform has it all over the Palm, all over it, up and down.
Now, can you do audio recording on the Pocket PC?
Oh, yes.
Platform?
Yes.
I could do that three versions ago.
But there's a great app called Griff that actually will act as a like sort of like a multi-track editor. I mean, you're obviously limited to stereo input, but because of the limitations of the hardware. But I mean, it actually will do multi-tracking.
Now, what model would you recommend here for a Windows-based mobile device?
Are you talking a phone?
I'd rather not do a phone. I don't like combining my devices because if my phone gets damaged, I don't want to have no PDA as well.
Yeah, I went kind of the opposite route. I wanted it to be on one.
I can understand that. There's only so many things you can carry on.
Exactly.
Your
exactly. You know, as far as I know, some people like HPs, the 5555.
Okay.
You know, it's a good model to go with. In fact, User Ben Geek in the chat room made mention of that. He kissed his HP 5555. So he obviously adores that. HP makes a good series. They have for quite a while. Another one that I was watching for a while there. Of course, it's the phone. It's the i730, which is a Samsung device.
I was looking at the i730 for breaking down and just getting an all-in-one.
Yeah, it is a decent one. I would wait, though. I recommend for everybody to wait to purchase any Pocket PC, any Windows mobile device, until version 5 comes out. So right now they're in Windows Mobile 2003. I think second edition or special edition is the current iteration of the platform. They're going to be releasing version 5, Windows Mobile 5, here within the next few months. And in speaking with a few people on the inside of Microsoft who know, they say, no, you want to wait. I said, well, why? I said, because I was kind of reluctant on getting the phone Pocket PC combo or any kind of combo, because usually it's this. The combo is a PDA that happens to have phone functionality. And there's a difference between a PDA that has phone functionality and a phone that has PDA functionality.
Yeah,
they work differently. And so what they've done with version 5 of the Windows Mobile platform is they've gone in and made the phone come first, the PDA come second. So they've kind of skimped on new features and basically went back and made the function functional. So it's a phone and then a PDA. And so I would be watching for anything that has the Windows Mobile 5 platform. Do not purchase it. If it doesn't, don't purchase it. If it says, oh yeah, we're promising an update, no. Get it when 5 is out. If you're thinking about leaping, watch for 5.
Now, okay, I've always wondered this, because I know in Palm OS, you can't upgrade the operating... Well, you can on one model maybe, but like pretty much when they upgrade the operating system, you buy a new handheld. Is it the same thing for Pocket PCs?
Mostly.
No, well, it depends. Depending on the hardware needs of the operating system, the new operating system, for instance, my current phone I've had for a little over a year now, maybe two, it's a Samsung i700, which is a hybrid, a PDA, Pocket PC phone. It shipped with Windows Mobile 2002.
Okay.
But it was firmware upgradable through Samsung and Verizon to Windows Mobile 2003. So I've got 2003 running on there just fine. It doesn't run any faster. In fact, in some ways, it runs a little slower. It's just a newer operating system. Different feature, different functionality, different icons, or what have you.
Yeah, well, I've never seen a newer version of an operating system run faster on the same hardware.
Yeah, it's well, at least a mobile device, that's the case. I wouldn't say that was the case for like the Windows desktop platforms.
I would definitely say that's the case for the Windows desktop platforms. Everyone I've ever used has ran slower after I installed it and got the applications I use actually up and running.
You know what? No, I disagree. In case in point, Windows 98 versus Windows 2000. Windows 2000 was a newer operating system, and it ran so much better and so much faster.
But can you really count that, considering they changed the kernel on everybody?
Okay, but my point is that when they change those things in the operating system, like in the Windows Mobile platform, you're talking about this, it's fundamentally the same. Now, whether they have or not, you got me. Whether Windows Mobile 5 is going to be fundamentally different at the kernel level than earlier versions, I couldn't tell you. I'm not one who follows that stuff, you know, all the time. PocketPCThoughts.com is a good place to start. Certainly they link off to 17,000 other mobile enthusiast websites. That's run by a good friend of mine, Jason Dunn. They'll be able to kind of keep you abreast on when Windows Mobile 5, the operating system / platform, is going to be released. I wouldn't make a move until then.
Okay. And I had one other question for you.
Sure.
Now, I do wireless stuff a lot. And would you say that wireless, you should, like with Bluetooth, short-range wireless, not necessarily with Wi-Fi, but with the short-range radio stuff, Would you recommend actually enabling encryption on everything, considering it like slows it down by about half?
Well, if you're into security, sure. I'm not going to say do it or don't do it. That's kind of a personal decision. There are things that when I go out to even, you know, an open access point to check my email, I probably should do it differently. I just don't. I don't care to encrypt certain things. I mean, certainly if I'm going to get into my server, I use SSH.
Well, yeah.
You know, the certain things that I do want to encrypt. Turning it on, turning it off, that's completely up to you. Do I recommend it? If you want to do it, sure. I mean, hey, you can't be too safe. Is speed more important to you than, I guess, security? That's a choice for you to make, really.
Well, there were emails recently buzzing around on some of the groups I'm on for security and things like that about these Bluetooth hacks that you could find out what somebody's sending, kind of like you could with WEP.
Oh, sure.
On Wi-Fi.
Yeah,
now, have you heard about anybody actually doing these?
You know, everything is in theory possible.
Well, yeah, but
now
what
whether
I'm
you're
about is,
Bluetooth, first of all, you got to be in a range of what, 10 feet, 12 feet?
30
so,
feet.
Okay, well, it's short range. Number one. Number two, how many people out there with Bluetooth devices really know what's going on? I mean, honestly. I mean, yeah, you may know a handful of hackers who talk about doing all these things. You know what? I can throw a rock, and there's a better chance of me hitting someone who has no idea they even have a Bluetooth device than there is someone who actually knows what Bluetooth is, let alone, you know, has the program or hardware that's capable of sniffing any kind of packets that may be flying around. So, I mean, there's always a possibility. I'm not going to rule that out. But it's much like, you know, just getting your computer, personal computer hacked. The chances of it, sure, are a possibility. And those chances are increasing by the day. But there's more of a chance of you infecting yourself with spyware than someone actually coming in and hacking your machine.
What an excellent point that is. I fix computers primarily for a living, and I can't say who I'm fixing them for because they'd really get angry at that.
Okay.
But tens of thousands of people out there are just infecting themselves daily and have no idea. And they're very quick to blame it on whatever server they're using.
Well, and my hope is that Microsoft's done as much as they can possibly do. And I'm not going to blame Microsoft. I cannot blame Microsoft for the problem, because if the shoe was on the other foot, if it was Linux, if it was OS X, they'd have the same freaking problems, period. End of story.
OS X is already starting to get people attempting to do these kind of things with it.
Of course.
Because
of course.
People are saying, well, the Jobs is going to start selling it and things like this. So then the script kiddies and the people that are out there thinking this is just absolutely a blast are out there already trying to do stuff for it and rewriting old stuff for Linux bugs to work on the new stuff.
In fact, I think it would be genius to do that on the Mac platform. It's more attractive. Why? Because you're lulled consumers, not you. I mean, you in general are lulled into a false sense of security. I download Firefox, ergo I am safe. I have OS X, therefore I am impenetrable. I run Linux, that means I am cut off from the greater good. I'm not running Windows. It's false. It's a false sense of security.
So is. I completely agree with that. I had one customer that called into our call center, and they were using a Red Hat distribution, but they were running as root.
Okay,
and
so you understand, it's really the onus is on Windows to be responsible for what it's doing for its users. It's the tallest nail, so it's going to get pounded. But they have the resources and the wherewithal to try to put it together. They made baby steps with Service Pack 2. I think you're going to see leaps and bounds in security, I guess, how should I say this? God, the word is just not coming to me. Security. It's
awareness, maybe?
Yeah, awareness or just being proactive, security proactiveness in Windows Vista, more so than you saw with XP or earlier versions, because now we've entered an age where a lot of people who are running modern computers are also connected to broadband. And so the chances of them getting infected and I mean, I get downright upset at Ponzi when she downloads things and installs things. And she'll tell me, "Oh, but so and so sent it." I'm like, "Oh God, just don't." And she gets mad, and you know, quite honestly, I've just kind of I've installed Microsoft anti-spyware and T-Timer that comes with Spybot Search and Destroy, and I've just kind of like wiped my hands of it. I'm like, whatever she wants to do,
Why do you have it set up so she can actually install things?
Because right now, running anything as a protected user in XP is just a pain in the ass.
You know, if you go into the group policy editor, you can actually make her a power user, which is in between administrator and the basic user, and you can eliminate most of those issues.
She hasn't run into anything since I've kind of locked her down, and quite honestly, she doesn't download and install so many things that are nasty. The worst thing she does is downloading apps that look and run like crap, like Audible's Manager. I mean, that's the worst thing she really does.
So, I run everybody in my house on power user. No one has the administrator codes but me, and people say I'm way too security risk in that, but if somebody has, like, let's say my wife has the administrator password, and she downloads some like new buddy kind of thing to pop up on your desktop, she'll go to install it, enter the administrator code just like it asked her to, and then suddenly it's running as administrator and it's everywhere.
Yeah, but you don't understand, though. It's Ponzi would get mad at me if I told her that she was limited in one way or another. She would seriously get mad at me. She would say, "Well, I want to do this, and I want to do this, and I want to do this." I'm like, "All right, fine. You're on your own." And then she needs help when she needs help, but only when she needs help.
I know. My wife actually doesn't know she's not running an administrator.
Well, if I can figure out how to slipstream her in there, maybe I'll just switch her to a power user and be none the wiser. Or she would be none the wiser, I guess.
Most of the time, you can use the fact that things get blamed on Windows to your advantage. Because
well,
it is just,
you know,
slightly dishonest, but you just say Windows doesn't like that.
You know, honestly, to tell you the truth, I've tried to do that in the past, and it creates more headaches for me. And so knowing my headache ratio, I'm trying to make it as easy for her to use as it is easy for me to support from across the room. Like, because this is what happens. Why can't I do it? Move! And that's, you know, that's where the story, and then she gets mad at me for the next week.
Yeah, I get that in my house, too.
It's easy. Move! You know, it's that's everybody's. It's the whole thing. I wish they would release this on DVD. All the episodes, and maybe they're on BitTorrent, all the episodes from Saturday Night Live with your company's tech support guy.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, speaking of, and I'm going to put out the alcohol. Oh, I better not. I'm looking for another video from from Saturday Night Live. I'm looking for it. I want to find it so badly so I can share it with everybody.
The video that exists in the .fart domain space.
Yes, the .fart. Saturday Night Live had a skit they ran a couple. I blogged about this. Clown something .fart. And I'm not going to say what the something is. It's kind of censored. It's a body part, a male body part that only the male has.
Yeah, I
clown blank dot fart. I'm looking for the video.
Adam's apple. The Adam's apple.
That's not the Adam's apple. It rhymes with meanus.
Yes, that's okay. I've seen what you're talking about. If I had a video, I would upload it to you
I'm
right now.
I'm looking for. I got to find this.
Have you tried LimeWire?
You know what? Speaking of spyware.
Speaking of spyware.
Actually, no.
Speaking of crap. No, I'll probably wait for someone to seed it on BitTorrent. Maybe someone will upload it to the archive. I'll find it. I'll dig around. I'll find it.
Now, what is the thing with BitTorrent, though?
What do you mean, what's the thing?
Okay, well, I hear that, like, everybody in the network serves up, like, the same set of files, only parts of them.
Yeah. Okay, so the idea...
So what's this deal with BitTorrent?
Okay. Here's the deal. You know, first of all, when you connect to someone else over LimeWire, you're connected to that one person. So you're limited on their bandwidth, their speed, and what they got.
Well, I can connect to like six different people on LimeWire and download the same file, like something like 105K or something.
With BitTorrent, it's set up to be more distributed, and it's on an open network. Not to say that Nutella and the whole clone thing wasn't, but that I know of, if you can connect to multiple people for one file, that's the first I've heard of it. Because BitTorrent did it wonderfully. So if you've got a bit and a piece of a file here and a bit and a piece of a file here, you could basically collect all those bits and pieces and then your client would throw them all together.
Interesting.
So I don't know if Kazaa and their ilk, or the old P2P apps, ilk, really runs the same way.
Well, Kazaa I know doesn't. Because okay. I used them for a bit until I cleaned the spyware off the system,
right.
Then it wouldn't work anymore.
No,
so.
BitTorrent, and if you're going to walk into BitTorrent, I don't care what... Brom Cohen says, Azurius is the best BitTorrent client out there. It's the most usable cross-platform. Azurius, A-Z-E-U-R-U-S, I believe. Azurius.
Okay, I think I've heard something about that.
Yeah, if you do a search for BitTorrent, Java, or BitTorrent even, I'm sure Azurius will pop up there. It's the most popular app for a very good reason. It's the most user-friendly. I mean, even when I dig in there, I'm going, what the hell is going on with this crap? It's easy to use. The idea is that you're hosting files, which is a pain, as Jake could tell you, to host a file. But in terms of getting files, you can get bits and pieces from everybody. Even though they might not have the complete file, they have the part of the file that you need to complete. So it's basically a big puzzle, like a puzzle. Mm-hmm. That's been broken up into a million pieces. And each person may have different pieces of the puzzle complete. So one person may have this piece or this part of the puzzle complete, and this person may have this part of the puzzle complete. You put them together, and you got a complete picture. And I don't know if that – I mean, not that I was a PDP enthusiast, but I believe this is really what set BitTorrent apart from the others.
Well, it seems to be, because you don't have to have every bit of, like, the entire file. If you're just, like, help hosting – if you have it running, you don't – only share files that you have the entire file.
You have to have the entire file on your system to share the file.
You can share as you're downloading it. You can share your bits and pieces, but in terms of seeding it or actually hosting it, you have to have the complete file. Where it starts, there has to be at least one complete file sitting there. Otherwise, does nobody any good.
The thing is that all of the downloads, like say 1,000 people have downloaded the same file, and I go to download it. Depending on each of those individual 1,000 people's settings. There's a tracker server, and to get it more complicated, there's now some trackerless torrenting. But the central concept is there's a tracker server that all of those 1,000 systems report back to, and so when you try to download it, it will try to pull bits from multiple sources at the same time, so that you're essentially not pulling the file in serial. You're pulling a bunch of pieces of the file in parallel.
No, that makes more sense than it was explained to me. But it was explained to me by somebody who wasn't very good at text-type stuff. So,
you know, when you start playing around with, like I said, Azurius, if you just try a couple of the more popular files that are out there, you'll get a better understanding as to why this is different and what makes it different.
Okay. So, that's... basically,
and I'm not a BitTorrent expert. I'm not a Azurius expert. I'm just relaying my experiences with it. I don't want to get overly technical because, dear God, I'm trying to make this enjoyable for everybody.
I essentially trust your judgment since you've been out there so long.
And understand too. I'm not saying that it's going to make your system safer, because you can still download an app. In fact, I did once that was just spyware. And I had to clean. I had to reinstall Windows. It made so many changes. I could not eliminate some of the changes it made.
The best anti-spyware software I've ever seen.
Microsoft's.
That's the best free one out there that I've ever seen. But the best one I've ever seen is surprisingly enough Symantec Corporate Edition of antivirus.
I refuse. Refuse to run anything with Symantec in the title.
Have you used eTrust?
No, I don't believe I have.
Because use eTrust, because Microsoft uses eTrust, and I would almost guarantee that the company that Microsoft trusts to keep their network clean is probably a company to trust.
Probably. That makes sense. Now, is it a free or is it a my company.
If you go to Microsoft's site, they have their security site, you can get a year of it for free.
Bonus.
It's the eTrust, I think it's just eTrust antivirus.
I would trust something that was not Symantec. I used to love Norton's products. I couldn't live without them. And then just suddenly they turned to crap. They just turned to crap.
I won't use anything that actually has Norton in the name.
Yeah,
because the Norton series line of products, Norton
dead.
System Works or
it's
whatever
dead.
It was called, is...
it's crap. I do not trust anybody who recommends Symantec products. And I'm borderline on McAfee.
McAfee? I won't trust them because they're run by Network Associates now.
Crap.
And Network Associate is just a piece of garbage.
Okay, but do you understand? There are a lot of people out there who just are easy to are content in saying, use Symantec, use Norton, use McAfee because they're popular brands. But that doesn't make them good.
Well, all I know is that when I put Symantec's Corporate Edition, it caught things that AVG... and Norton, of course, and a couple of others did not catch. So I figured, hey, if it's catching these things, it must be worth something.
You know,
but I will definitely try that eTrust thing, yeah, because if I can get something better than this, it's always about how much security you can get for what you can buy. So
after I upgraded to Service Pack 2 for XP and installed these various apps on Ponzi's machine, she hasn't been hit at all. She's locked down as much as she needs to be locked down. Service Pack 2 actually did a lot.
It did.
It did a lot.
I will certainly agree with that. I'm actually running 2003 Server Enterprise Edition on my box right now because I got about three different servers running on it. But it's essentially the same as Service Pack 2 with XP. It just unlocks the server features.
Well, thanks for calling.
We
got a few different topics covered with you, and may actually upload each one of them separately because we covered so many things.
Okay, well, thank you for talking to me. And
we appreciate the call. Do it anytime.
Yeah, anytime I'm actually home when you're brought.
Fair enough.
All right, talk to you later.
Thanks again.
Bye.
So I know that we've been taking a lot of calls, and it seems that we've got another person on the line.
Yes, we have. Jason is on the line, actually.
Oh, Jason!
We know Jason, so...
Boy. Jason?
Hey, how you doing, Chris?
I'm doing well.
So, we've got news on the Revolution controller.
Hey, I got to ask, though. Is it your mother that called into the show a little while ago?
Yes, I didn't hear her on the show.
Well, no, she didn't actually call. She wasn't actually live. I think that she called in, and it was something about Chris and Ponzi getting married.
What?
Okay.
And all she said was that she was Jason's mom, and so I wasn't sure. And she sounds she has an East Coast accent, so I don't know if
maybe
it
was.
Maybe it
was.
Maybe it was. I'll have to ask her.
So wait. So what's this Revolution controller you're talking about?
Well, the Nintendo Revolution, everybody speculated on what the controller was because we've seen the console, we've seen what it's going to do as far as Nintendo Wi-Fi is concerned, but we've never seen the controller, and everyone was speculating, oh, what's it going to be? Is it going to be a touchscreen? Is it going to be a touchpad? You know, is it going to be reconfigurable? And it actually looks like an iPod.
Wait, no, is this the gaming device itself, or...?
This is the controller for the actual console, and it's different.
Different.
The best way I could describe it is, it looks like a mouse, and it's not the regular type of controller that you're used to with the Xbox or the PlayStation. You hold it in your hand, sort of like a remote control.
Uh huh.
And it acts as a mouse in real 3D space. So they're actually going to be targeting first-person shooters with this. So you're going to be moving the mouse up, down, left, and right with your hand instead of moving an analog stick around.
Or, if it's a Konami game, it's up, up, down, down, left, right, BA, start.
BA, start, yeah. Or select,
no,
start
if you're
a two players.
Yeah, select, start, yeah, of course. just for everybody's information.
That's a wacky-looking controller.
Yeah, it's weird. How do you describe this?
it looks like a remote control attached to, like, a thumb mouse.
Yeah. It has the touch. It actually does have touchpads for buttons, though I don't think it's really sort of
you know
like
what?
A.
I still go on record by saying Nintendo, they're out. They're done. They're toast.
They have
as far
market.
As the console's concerned, though, Chris, I think they've got a nice market, a nice niche.
Now, why do you say? Now, seriously, Jason, as someone who's closer to a professional gamer than me, why do you say that?
Well, they've carved out a nice niche in the fact that they're really targeting the low end in the console market. They're not going after the same market that Microsoft and Sony is, mm-hmm. or are. They don't take a loss on their consoles. They profit on the console. They profit on the handhelds. They, you know, they've got a nice business model.
Even their new Micro?
Yes, they make a profit on that.
Oh, boy. Wait, they just released the Micro. How can they be making a profit on that thing already?
Well, when they make a sale, they make a profit on each sale. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so instead of where Sony and Microsoft take, you know, $100 something loss on each sale, Nintendo has a profit there.
Seems that tide is going to change here real soon.
Yeah.
With the Xbox 360. I've pre-ordered mine.
Hey, you have to get the Xbox 360.
No, it's no doubt, if only for the Media Center extender functionality. In fact,
absolutely.
I've got when that happens, I'm going to have to, even before then, I'm going to have to upgrade my home network to A, so that I could stream a high-definition recorded content from my Media Center edition to the, I guess, Media Center Extender or the Xbox 360
well,
automatically.
I'm still not hot on the fact that they're going to be selling the, for the core system, they're going to be selling the wireless adapter for $100.
Hello, Jason.
It's your mom.
How are ya? How are ya? How are ya?
This is a family reunion here.
Oh, good.
Long time no see. How are ya?
How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Don't you ever go to see your mother?
We live in the same house. Of course I do.
Live in the same house? Lord, I don't even know. I've never seen him. I think I haven't seen him in about 2 weeks. I'm not sure about that.
So Jason's mom, were you hearing a rumor that Ponzi and I were getting married?
That's the rumor. Could you imagine that? And I was told by your answering machine, if you know, whoever you want to call him, that you wouldn't take questions on that because Ponzi wasn't there. Are you whipped?
No. We're getting married. We just haven't set a date yet.
And why is that?
Because we're too busy making money. We don't want to lose it.
Oh, I won't say the word.
Well, you know, here's the thing. We went to a numerologist or a guy who, like, reads the cards and the moon and the stages and everything. Yeah, all that junk. And he said that, well, and plus we're in the year of the, what is it? The year of the...
Rooster.
Rooster.
The rooster.
Yeah, so if we're in the year of the rooster and you get married, then the guy is basically going to die. Is what they say. It's maybe an old wives' tale, but hey, I'm all for getting as much luck as I can get here.
Eating too much Chinese food, are you?
Well,
takeout.
You know, I just I get it where I can get it.
Let me tell you about the great Ukrainian folklore about getting married. Okay, the great Ukrainian folklore says throw rice on the ceiling. If it sticks, it'll be good. There you go. Try that one.
Then cook it first?
Yeah, I say, does it have to be cooked?
Well, absolutely.
Okay, well, I didn't know. I mean, this is magical rice from, where did you say it was from?
Oh, what? I'm full Ukrainian. You got to be Ukrainian. What else are you going to do?
Well, what if you're Italian? Can you throw spaghetti? I mean, does that work?
Well, no, that only works on the back wall to see if the noodles are done.
Naturally,
see, because, you know, these are things I've learned from my better half.
See, I was trying to tell Ponzi that. She was throwing meatballs up against the wall. I said, no, it only works with the pasta, babe.
Oh, my God.
And as you can see, she is not here.
She can't defend.
Thank God she's not. I've got to talk to her.
She can't defend herself.
Excuse me?
She can't defend herself right now.
Why can't she defend herself?
Because she's not here.
But she's a woman. She should be strong. She should be.
Oh,
trust me. Is she shopping for the wedding gown?
No.
Is she shopping for the wedding gown?
She's strong. She's strong like bull. She's strong for both of us.
She's strong like bull. So she's shopping for the wedding gown, spending your money good?
No, not really. She hasn't done much on the wedding stuff. I mean, we've kind of been lackadaisical in terms of picking a date. Both of us. And I mean, I'm sure she'd put it off on me saying, oh, you haven't picked a date yet. And I'm like, well, hello? Two people, hello, getting married, 50-50 here. So we just haven't done it. We're waiting for the year of the rooster thing to give up. We're thinking maybe next year.
Or your mother must be having a heart attack.
She doesn't. I mean, and to tell you the truth, this is both of our second marriage. So I was married, divorced. She was married, divorced. So it's not that we've done this before. So it's kind of like old hat. You know, so and not to diminish it at all.
Okay, and she's not listening right now.
No,
so.
I mean she'd sit there and she'd say the same thing. I mean she would be just as much to blame for the non-setting of the date as I am.
Mm-hmm.
Because it takes two. It's not unilateral here.
Listen, I looked at her picture. She's very beautiful. I don't know what the hell you're waiting for.
Well, I mean, I...
What the hell are you waiting for?
I'm waiting to find the sponsor, because I want to be the first person in history who actually makes money from his wedding, not loses it.
No, unless you're
the
Oprah
wedding
and have
no,
$3 million.
It's a,
or,
no,
you know.
No. It's a, the wedding industry is a racket.
Oh, we know that, but you don't have to go with the racket. You should know that.
But Ponzi gets sucked into this crap. And that's what it is. It's crap.
You're calling it crap now?
The wedding industry? You're darn right I'm calling it crap.
Cell phone Ponzi right now. You're calling it crap.
No.
She needs to hear this.
Don't take my words out of context. I said the wedding industry is crap. Not the wedding itself. Not the marriage itself.
Well,
it's a beautiful thing.
You have to go to the whole wedding industry crap.
Okay. Because when the woman sees these things, they make it like it's a drug. They make it so that, oh, the woman must have this. They must have this decoration. It's got to match this way. It's got to be this color and that color. And by the way, it's $1 million.
Look, let me tell you the best wedding I've ever been to. softball game and a keg of beer.
She wouldn't do it. She wouldn't
Why?
Do it. It's not her. That you have to put your personality into the wedding.
Okay, and her personality is?
It ain't no keg of beer at a softball game.
Okay, so some champagne and caviar?
I don't know if that's her either. Not that she would argue. You know, it's somewhere in between. We just haven't figured out, you know, how we want to do it, where we want to do it. We thought about maybe doing a destination wedding where it's just the two of us just going out on some cruise. We both like cruises. The problem is she would want to go tropical. I'd want to go to Alaska.
Oh, that just sounds like my Jason's dad and I. I want to go up north to retire. He wants to go to south. So we figure the medium has got to be somewhere like maybe possibly...
Iowa?
Iowa, right, exactly. Iowa. Get some corn and go through a corn
I don't recommend that.
You lost me. You lost me.
Yeah, well, it's only a thing a woman would understand.
Exactly. But, this is my point. The guy don't get it. And I can't, I mean, I can be romantic and everything, but as soon as I do, it's a little...
Oh, obviously you can't be romantic.
No, I can be romantic when I want to.
Talk about Paris.
When I want to be.
And the Eiffel Tower.
Oh, come on, that's cliche. That is so
cliche.
No, personally, I do not want cliche. I'm not buying into the whole, you know, you have to make it ornate and the big decoration and the... You know, you got to look nice, you got to make it good. You might
Manhattan,
you know,
a Broadway show... Dinner theater, you know.
But that's kind of schmaltzy, though.
Oh, that's schmaltzy.
I don't know. I'm looking for something unique, different, that really fits our personalities, that fits us. And I don't think she can find it either. She's just as reluctant to say one word because I'm kind of touchy about it. I know
she's
touchy
about
it.
Well, she's just holding back, hon, because this is both your second marriage. You just don't know what the hell you're doing right now.
No, we know what the hell we're doing. That's why
no,
we're just
you
waiting.
Don't.
We're taking
well,
our time. No, we're taking
upon.
Our time.
We talk about this.
No, we do talk about this. We just
no,
talk
you
about.
Don't obviously you don't because you have not a clue when you're going to get married.
Well, then is that my fault or is it her fault or is it both our faults?
It's both your fault. Because just, you don't want to sit down and talk about
no,
it.
No, we'll
obviously.
Talk about it. It usually ends up in an argument. She wants to do one thing. I want to do something else.
And what does she want to do?
Everything that I don't want to do.
And what do you want to do?
I just want something nice, maybe a little elegant, not too elegant. You know, something comfortable.
In what?
Something unique where I could, you know, infuse my beliefs of life in with her beliefs of life.
All right. So then you're talking, you know, you're talking what? You're talking a natural setting?
Maybe a little more natural, sure.
Okay, maybe Grand Canyon?
No. I like the city. I like cityscapes.
You're talking naked
she
in the
likes,
woods?
No. She likes the cityscapes. I like cityscapes, so we thought that maybe it's in the city. Maybe. Maybe. We don't know. We don't know. That's the thing. We don't know. We've seen so many things, and there's so many things that we could possibly do that we literally have shut down. So what I've come up with is like, well, do we throw ourselves into conferences, which in many ways, if you just bear with me here, in many ways a conference is a lot like a wedding. It's a show. It's a show you put on for other people. So we figure we put on a conference and actually make money instead of putting on a wedding and lose money.
So get married at Nobdex.
No. That's not going to happen. She joked about it once and she said, no, it's never going to happen.
No, Alaska. Listen, you know, you're talking about making money. Your wedding is not about making money.
Yeah, I know the wedding's not about making money. It's just I know it's such.
I understand.
I know it's
money,
a beautiful
just,
thing, but when you buy into the industry, it's just literally you're
well,
like
how many,
here.
Well,
let me just give money away to nobody.
What are you talking about?
We don't even know. That's
so
my
that
point. Okay, here's the problem. Here's
the
problem.
Do you want to run away to Las Vegas and get it over with?
She won't do it. She won't do. She won't
go to
Vegas. She won't do that.
Go to Baja.
She's very picky.
Do you want to go to New Hampshire?
She's very picky.
Do you want to go to Maine and enjoy a couple of lobsters?
The problem is, we want to do something, but we know. But wait a minute.
I can talk you any time of the time. You can give it up. I can give you a million places. You just haven't decided because. I don't know.
No, it's not that I don't know. It's just that we know that each person wants something different. And part of the wedding is to make sure that everybody's happy in terms of the people who are the people getting together and getting married.
Did you ever hear that Seinfeld episode where they go yada, yada, yada?
Certainly.
Which one?
Well, you know what? There comes a point whether if you really love each other, if you really care about each other, the compromise, sometimes compromise has to give, you know, marriage, you've been there, obviously, and, you know, marriage has got to be 50-50.
Well, no one's arguing that point.
And maybe it's a gamble, and maybe she should just go to Vegas. And
I'm just worried. I'm seriously just worried. Like I said, I'm not a true superstitious kind of guy. I just want to wait till this rooster year is over. I just call it, you know, watching out for as many things as humanly possible.
Oh, the headache is happening. Oi, oi. Give me aspirin. Oi.
I'm not going anywhere. She's not going anywhere. She's got a beautiful ring on her finger. It's not an indefinite thing. We're just aiming most likely within the next year.
Uh-huh.
We just haven't set a date. We haven't even set a date for the next Gnomedex.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And what's your mother think about this? May I say, oi?
You know what? I don't know if she even thinks anything of it.
How about her mother?
Hey, so
I don't think she thinks anything. No.
So, Jason, does your mom game?
Huh?
Does your mom game?
Game about what? Hello?
Game, you know, like play video games.
No, but I think she could use some anger management.
Oh, no.
I think you need to introduce her to the...
It has nothing to do with anger management. Give it up.
Introduce her to the first-person shooter.
My hopes and dreams are going on Ponzi right now. Jason's another years in the future, right? Not right now. So, you know.
Wait, so are you adopting us? Is that what's happening
that
here?
That's correct. I am your adoptive mother.
Oh, boy.
In law.
No, boy. So now we're getting pressure from people.
Listen, I'll email you a million places you can do and what. I mean, simple to elegant. It doesn't matter.
I know. I agree. It's just we don't know. There are so many things we don't know about. We want to do things a certain way, and we don't want to offend the other person.
But if
Ponzi takes control of it, then she feels she's taking too much control of it, and vice versa. I know the wedding, I'm telling you, period, end of story. The wedding is more of a woman thing than it is a guy thing, period.
Okay, so what would you like to do at this moment? If you could do anything right this moment, what would it be?
Right this moment?
Yeah.
Well, she already knows this. I just make it a simple civil ceremony.
What's the problem with that?
Okay, because it's not romantic, and the idea of what the way she wants to start it out is something just with a little more something to it. The issue here's the issue, honestly, you want to open up the can of worms.
I hope so.
No, you've opened it up. You've got it all over the place here.
Give it to me, baby.
It's all over my lap right now. So,
oy, oy. We have
a nice, comfortable life here. We're fine in what we're doing. We know neither one of us is going anywhere. We've, you know, got a vested interest in this relationship because it benefits us in personal ways, spiritual ways, you know, emotional ways. I mean, it's a good relationship. Rock solid.
Uh-huh.
We also know that in doing a wedding, as I said, it's more for the other people than it is for yourself.
Absolutely.
Okay. Our problem is that we only have a couple of people from her family who live in this area. And for most of our family cannot afford to, at a moment's notice or even in a planned way, fly from where they're at to where we're at.
Right.
So taking our wedding to where they're at, again, family is still going to have to travel from one point or another. So we wrestle with that. We say, well, do we want to do this or do we want to do this? There are ups and downs and goods and bads no matter how we do it. And no matter how we do it, we're going to piss someone off. Because someone's going to say, well, how come you didn't do this? How come you didn't do this? And it ruins the experience.
Wait a minute. Excuse me. You are not... Are you not on the internet?
Certainly.
Cannot other people enjoy...
Oh, I tried. I said I want to... If we can video cast it, and this is what I got. Did you hear that? That was me rolling my eyes. Anytime I mention anything with having a chat room or...
Listen to me. This is the second marriage for both of you?
Yes.
Correct?
Yes.
Who gives a fuck?
Well, I agree. I'm not saying that we should or should not do it one way or the other. I would rather open it up to the internet. She rolls her eyes because in her mind, that takes the romance out of the situation.
Okay, then don't put it on the internet.
No, but here's my point. But I'm with you. I'm with you. I want to do that. She doesn't. I'm trying to open it up for the people who couldn't be there so that we can do it wherever we wanted to.
Do what you gotta do.
Okay, but my point is that we have a lot more. But we have a lot more to keep in mind.
Wrong.
But we have a lot more to think about than just her and I.
This makes me think something's wrong because Is it she that's putting it off, or is it the both of you?
I think, I honestly, that I know of, it's both of us.
Hold on just a second.
And I could be completely wrong.
So you're both chicken?
No, we're not chicken at all.
Yeah.
Trust me, if you saw the rock on her finger, you would know I was not chicken.
No one wants to put their foot down.
No, it's not that no one wants to put their foot down.
To me.
I want to wait until...
There's always someone who has to put their foot down, whether it's the man or the wife.
We have somebody that wants to actually comment on this discussion. So I need to put some people on hold and...
Hello, Ponzi? Oh, God.
No, it's not Ponzi. So I need to have you guys hold on for a second.
All righty. Chicken...
All right, do we have you on the air?
Yes, you do. I wanted to say to Chris.
Yeah.
I kind of agree with what she was saying on one point. Not picking a date kind of says, this is going to happen, but it's wishy-washy. Let me give you a little hint from when I got married. Because we did the same thing. We were engaged for like 4 years. Because no one would put their foot down and say, look, I would like it then. Because both of us were afraid we were going to ruin it for the other person. Now, both of you love each other, right?
Certainly. I love her I've loved no other person.
And because of that...
Yeah, including you, Mom.
Thank you.
No, but because you love each other, you both would do nearly anything for the other, right? And as long as you both give a little in the process, you say, look, I would like it this day or this month. They're just pretty concrete time frame, and you'll both give and take and start the discussion.
Get Ponzi on the phone. Call her cell phone.
All right. Well, I got to put some more people on hold.
At this point, I got to pull her into the conversation because otherwise, she's going to listen to this and say, babe, and I'm going to be in more trouble.
You will not be in trouble. It will be a reason and a cause for the two of you to sit down and talk and put a date to it.
See, you've actually got an out because I put everybody on the phone, so you can blame it on me.
There you go. See, you got it out. See, look
no,
at that.
No, I already know what's going to happen. I already know what's going to happen. I already know.
All right. What's your name, by the way, the other person here on the line?
Jake. Oh, no, not me.
Jason's mom.
Jason's mom?
Hello?
Hello. Okay, I just want to know who else is on here.
All right. Hold on a second. I got to put people on hold because I can't dial the phone.
Jake's going to call Ponzi here.
Okay.
So hold on.
I can't believe this.
Well, dude, you put your life on the internet, man.
Well, I know I put enough of my life on the internet to be dangerous. I don't put everything on the internet. Everything.
You put more than enough on the internet.
Believe me.
This isn't Chris Cam, like Jenny Cam or something.
No.
All right. Hold on.
This is reality television right here, without the television.
Holy.
Did you get her?
No, I got them on hold so that I could actually dial.
I
didn't think they were still in the air.
Yes.
All right, hold on.
We're having a dial. It's good to have them on mute.
I
like that.
Everybody.
Dear God, you know, the funny thing, talking about this whole scenario, I've never seen our phones light up like a Christmas tree. They certainly are right now. That's hilarious. That's funny. We only get calls when I talk about my personal life. God, maybe we're going the wrong way with this technology thing. No, I don't know. As far as I'm concerned, to me, yes, I want to be, her husband. I long to be her husband, but I also want to make sure it's the right time and we're both ready, and it's a good scenario for everybody involved.
So her phone went straight to voicemail.
Oh boy!
So we're not going to get her on the air.
Well, now I'm really going to be in trouble because she's going to sit there and she's gonna hate on me.
Do you want me to dial the number on air so that it says hello,
no.
This is Ponzi, so there's proof, evidence?
Yeah, actually, when it starts leaving the voicemail, go ahead and don't dial it because someone's going to be able to take that.
Oh, yeah, I'll dial it off the air, and then I'll put it on
the
air.
Go ahead and pick it up.
All right.
No, I mean, we believe that it's going to happen in the next year. We just have not set a date. Like I said, we've got so much crap on our plates right now. Every month, it's something different. Every single month. So by the time we're ready to talk about it, we're thinking about something else. So over the past couple of months, we had to figure out where we're going to live.
Hi, this is Ponzi. I'm not available right now.
Okay,
So please leave me a message, and I'll get back to you as soon as possible.
Babe, is it leaving a message?
No, I didn't actually have you leave a message. Oh. I just that's the proof.
Okay, well, I was gonna leave a message on there saying I'm getting my ass handed to me here by people I've never even met. I'm not even related to them. But I love you for caring.
So I'm gonna bring Jason back on the air first here because Jason.
Oh,
really,
just ease into it slowly but surely.
Yeah, Jason kind of got thrown into the middle of this.
Yeah, so that Revolution Control looks really nice.
But
it's a 3D mouse thing. 3D
thing. Is your mom? I have to ask. Is your mom? And I. It's very endearing. Is your mom this way with everybody?
Oh, yes. Your mom just hung up. So that means she's coming to find you.
She's gonna take the phone out of your ear, dude.
Oh no. Help.
No, it's very endearing. It's very endearing. And in many ways, you're all right. You're all right. I'm not going to sit here and disagree with you. But at the same time, you know, we don't know what to do, quite honestly.
All right, I'm going to bring...
We thought about, like, next summer, fall. But we also talked about doing kind of a Christmas wedding. I love Christmas. I love the holiday season. Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, whatever you celebrate. I love the holiday season. So we thought about making it in that, but we don't want to confuse it with other holidays and all that crap. So we just don't know. We just don't know.
It doesn't matter when you do it, though, because I am fairly certain, given everything you've said and everything I've read about Ponzi, that she will be more than happy to concede a few points to you, and you would be more than happy to concede a few points to her to just simply have the fact that you're married. I mean, that changes the whole thing. I mean, even if it's not exactly the place you want to, because once you get it decided where you want to be, then you have to worry about availability of that place. So even if you two do choose exactly the perfect place to be, you might not be able to get it there. Of course, you have more pull than some people would, depending on where you're going to put it. But, you know, I guess it's just my opinion that you guys should just pick a place and go with it. Let everything take itself from there.
There are just so many opportunities, so many chances, so many things that we can do. We kind of get lost in it. We don't know what we know what we want, but it hasn't presented itself yet. So we don't want to rush into something that is not going to make us happy with the actual wedding experience. So it's not that we're holding it off because we don't love each other, that we're noncommittal. It's that we're waiting for the right time. We're waiting for the right moment. We're waiting for that. And it just hasn't made itself available at this point.
Well, let me ask you this. If you two, for some reason...
I could be way wrong. I'm not going to sit here and say that my word is God's word at all. I'm sure she would disagree with me on everything that I'm saying.
Well, it's certainly possible.
And she will, as a matter of fact, when she listens to this. She's going to be screaming at her frickin'... I'm going to have to record her frickin' feedback.
You can put that up on your podcast feed. We'll all listen to it.
Oh,
I'll have to get my mom to call in and talk to her.
Yeah, great. There we go. Wedding counseling.
Oh, God.
All right, so I'm sorry. Go ahead and continue.
Well, okay. If for some reason, hypothetically speaking, you two didn't have any money to do this with. Of course, you two do, and that opens up so many choices. But let's say pretty much what your option was to do was to go to the court recorder's office and have them marry you there. Would that change the feeling of being married for you?
Can you rephrase that? Could you say that again?
Well, let's say you had to do the smallest possible ceremony for whatever constraints there are.
Right.
Maybe from where you are, no one's folks could be there. And, you know, a lot of those little aspects of that weren't what you wanted. Would that change the feeling of the wedding and the marriage for you?
It would change the feeling of the wedding, not the marriage. The marriage is completely independent from the wedding. The wedding is kind of like the kickoff, you know, the send-off. So, you know, we want it to be something that's memorable. I would love to be able to share it with as many people as possible. I would love to webcast it. I would love to share that. But to her, that ruins the intimacy of the event.
Exactly. And my point is that if you step away and you're arguing about the money, too, about, why not make money?
Have argued about the money. I admit it. I'm an absolute prick when it comes to spending money on junk that I just don't see as necessary. I'm an absolute prick.
No, I understand your point, too, because it is ungodly expensive to hold a wedding at any size whatsoever, especially when you get into who's traveling where, where they're going to stay, where you're going to have this, that, all that. But that kills the idea for any woman interested in anything romantic when she hears the words...
Budget?
What about the budget? What about the money?
Yeah. I know.
You can make more budgeting suggestions and stuff, but if you start saying, why can't we make money off it, that just... I can't...
No, I've said it to her, and I've said it... I'm obviously kidding. There's no way you could do it. I mean,
well, you could have did it at
Nome
Deck,
I wouldn't
but that's
be,
not happening.
Well, I joke about it. I'm not serious about it. There's no possible way I would, you know... I wouldn't do that. I personally wouldn't do that. I would joke about it to all ends. I mean, I joke about everything. But I mean, that would not take what I said there literally.
Well, it sounds to me like you're afraid that if you put your foot down on anything, that she won't enjoy it, and that it'll cause a major fight.
Well, it already has. I mean, we fought about this.
Well, I'm sure you have. My wife and I fought about our wedding.
See, we're not alone.
Years.
We're not alone.
No, you are not alone at all.
This
I'm
is
just
what I'm
telling
saying.
You that what finally ended it was to have the final fight, and the final fight wasn't all that big because at the end of the fight you were like, whoa. So like now we have it all set up. Damn. It's I don't know. I just think you should go balls to the walls and just go wham.
Well, you know, like I said, I think it comes down to what we want out of it. And finding something that we both can agree on. I think we really are. We're looking for some things that we can agree on. We can agree that we want to get married. In terms of how it gets done, that's where it all goes to hell.
Well, okay. What is her religion, if I may ask?
I honestly don't know. And I believe she... Well, here's the reason why. I mean, I kind of know, but I don't know if she knows. She was raised by her father, who is a Buddhist, and she was also raised by her mother, who was Christian. So she's been raised kind of in the middle. So she really doesn't necessarily have a specific religion. She has a bend towards Christianity. But, again, not to speak for her personal beliefs at all.
Well.
We don't go to church. And I'm probably saying, she's going to kill me for even saying that.
Well, I'm hoping that we're not getting you into terribly much trouble. But if you do have a fight, you really should let us all listen into that. Because that would just be amusing. But... That was a joke, by the way, in case you couldn't tell.
I'll just flip on the microphone as she's screaming at me.
There hasn't been a Chris and Ponzi show in a while.
Well, yeah, we wanted to, like, you know, kind of chill out on that stuff for a while.
I want you two to video cast your Chris and Ponzi show, because you make comments to her about what she's doing with her hair and things.
Yeah, but come on, dude.
And then she says it like it's not happening.
It's
so
boring.
I want to actually see this.
It's boring enough listening to us bicker. I mean, dear God, setting up a single solitary camera pointing at us? No. That's not going to happen, dude. Because you could fast forward through the whole thing and it would look the same. No. I'm never doing video unless it's produced. No way.
Oh, I can understand that because a lot of the video out there is just crap.
Suck! Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Someone sent me a link to something called Ant. What's it called? Fire Ant? And I'm like, great! An easier way to get it crappy content.
Yeah, but isn't that true of podcasting?
Oh,
yeah!
Podcasts out there are just crap,
too. No, it's pod craps is what it is.
If I hear more than five times in a single sentence, I just won't listen to that podcast.
It's got to be a podcast for a reason. And unfortunately, the barrier of entry is so low that everybody's doing it.
That's very true.
And it sucks. Because honestly, if I wanted to listen to voicemails, I'd turn mine on.
How many voicemails do you get a day anyway?
I actually don't get a lot. If you call my cell phone, it doesn't even go to voicemail. It says, this caller is not set, or this, what's the, this person
this
is not
person
set up
is
a
not set, this
voicemail.
Customer,
this customer. So I don't even have a voicemail set up on my cell phone. And everything else goes to email in an MP3 or WAV attachment.
That must be nice to not do anything like analog anymore.
I hate being on the phone, which is funny because this is the show. I hate being on the phone when you're talking to someone and the conversation goes in places where it could have easily gone in email. They get you on the phone and say everything they could have said through email, even though they have gone on for weeks and weeks on how we need to connect by the phone. You finally connect on the phone, and it was as simple as, well, we should really send this by email. Oh, Jesus. So, those are the phone calls I hate. And unfortunately, a lot of the people who want to call me are those very people.
Well, I understand that completely. I get all kinds of coworkers that want to call me, and they could have just simply typed into the
email. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like, you get to the end of the phone call, and say, well, I'll just email it to you, and you email it. Well, yes, this is what I've been saying for three friggin' weeks, but you had to get on the phone. You had to talk to me on the friggin' phone. And I can't say this because I'm being rude for the people who call me on the phone. I don't mind talking on the phone. Just have a reason that could not be accomplished in any other way. For instance, if there's a story to tell, if there's something bigger to relate, if there's something that can't be copied and pasted.
See, my thing about voicemail is that I have caller ID. I can see that you called me. Obviously, you called me because you wanted to talk to me. I'll call you back, and in less time than it takes to listen to my voicemail, I can get to the point of what you wanted.
The worst is, hey, I'm just calling to let you know I sent you an email. Push.
Well, the Dilbert fan here, pointy-haired boss of all over the world, do that every day. My my boss does that. He will call. He will call everyone he sends an email to, a mass email to let them know to check their email.
That's the fax machine's fault, though, because there were so many problems inherent in the fax machine that people had to call to verify that you actually got the fax. And
well,
so it's ingrained in corporate America that you have to call to verify that that email actually went through.
We've almost gone full circle with that because of the spam problem.
True.
So there's some legitimate reason. I wouldn't say it's completely legitimate, and I certainly wouldn't recommend people do that. But there is maybe some possible method. I don't think he understands. He probably thinks he probably reads his email by people printing it out and handing it to him.
You know, I don't know what he does because we all try to stay out of his office because he yells a lot. Oh. But, you know, one of those bosses.
I hate people who yell a lot.
So Jason's mom called back in and says you're just chicken.
I'm not chicken.
It boils down to you're just chicken.
I'm not chicken.
Stop.
Try Ponzi again.
I
am not chicken. If I'm chicken, then Ponzi's chicken. Actually, I'd be more the rooster. She'd be the chicken. Which is my original point. I don't want to get married in the year of the rooster.
So you got till March.
Right, that's what I'm saying. And then we've been told that like next June possibly is going to be a good day with the moon and the cards and the stars and the zodiac and all that junk that I don't really believe in. But
you will never ever find a good day for every possible way out there. That's what I'm saying. You got to just go and do it and make that your good day. You're in control of whatever is going to be a good day or not. I mean, for the most part, I mean, cosmic forces are not going to center on you and Ponzi to ruin your day if you do it in the wrong year.
God's not up there
pointing his finger going like, okay, Chris is walking across the street now. Okay, send that bus right now. I mean, no one is doing that. No force up there cares enough about one person.
You don't know that.
I don't know that for sure, but look at what's going on in the world. Can you really say that one almighty force cares about just if Chris and Ponzi are getting married today or not? You care about it, and that's plenty, but does God... I'm not going to say God because that implies that Christianity, and of course in Christianity the faith is that God cares about every single person doing whatever they're doing. But is it more generalized, like a higher power or the cosmic forces that be or whatever, or the intelligent designer?
How the hell did we get from talking about Microsoft PDC to metaphysical discussions?
I would call this a cascading failure, Chris.
No, this is a kernel panic is what it is.
The kernel is currently dumping, and the only problem is the hard drive's not writing it correctly, so.
I think we need a reboot.
So Jason's mom is going to sue if there isn't a January wedding.
Now, how is Jason's mom going to work that? Because I really don't think there are any laws against not getting married if you choose not to.
All right, Jason, can your mom make this happen?
I'm not even going to touch this with a 10-foot pole, man.
Well, I'm knee deep in the middle of it here, and I'm afraid I'm going to get it worse when she listens to this. I'm going to get reamed. I'm going to get reamed.
Would you like to get my email address so that Ponzi can ream me bring it up?
I'm trying to get a hold of her.
I tried again, and I'm getting her voicemail every time.
She's either turned off her phone, she's out of range.
Is she over at her aunt and uncle's house listening
to
this across the lake?
No, she's not listening. I don't know. God, I hope not. No, because then she would be calling in.
From what you said, she would have called in.
If she was listening, she would have called.
She would have called in.
Sure. Now, keep in mind, I'm not personally saying that either of you two are scared or don't want to get married. I'm just saying that maybe you guys are a little reluctant to do anything that might step on each other's feet with making the ceremony what each other wants. And with you guys wanting such different things, that can be difficult. But, like I said, you really just kind of got to go for it and say, look, this is what I want. Is there anything we can do with this? You present what you want, and she presents what she wants, and hopefully something will come of it. But if you just keep dancing around the issue, next year it's going to turn into another year.
I don't know what to tell you.
It's your wedding, ultimately. In your life, I just have an opinion, that's all.
Half of me is missing right now, so she's gone. She's not gone. She's not here tonight.
She's at a
meeting for some Seattle function thing that's going to be happening.
Sure.
So, I have to let this die.
Okay. It's dead. Bang, we've shot it.
I think it's dead. Because she's not here. She's going to kill me as it is. Everything I say, I'm digging a hole deeper. I already know this. No matter what I say, it's wrong.
Well, you could head over to the rental place and buy yourself a backhoe to get yourself out.
Oh, dear God.
I think we're beyond a shovel at this point, then.
Oh, boy. I'd say. Well, thanks for your advice.
Okay.
As a married person.
Yeah, and by the way, being married won't change the fights at all.
Oh, I already know that.
Okay.
I already know that.
Had a friend of mine thought he was going to get married and all the fights were going to go
No. No, like I said, we've both been through this before. We kind of know what's going on. You know, maybe that's a part of why we're being a little careful this time around. We want to make sure it's good because this is my life mate. This is my soulmate.
Yeah, but you two are what make it good, not the wedding.
Right, but the wedding is such a pivotal part for a lot of the women out there. For some of the guys, it's such a pivotal thing that they place so much importance on it that this is why we end up getting in fights. I'm stupid for not just rolling over and just saying fine, whatever. But then I feel like I'm detached from the damn thing.
Well, traditionally, it is the woman's family that got to decide plan for everything for the wedding for just that very reason.
You know what? Honestly, I would love it if someone just – I mean, it would take the person, me, out of it, but I would love it for someone to come in and do that. Now, I realize that's what they make wedding planners for, but again, I come back to the fact that this thing is a racket.
It may be a racket, but considering how many fights you are getting in, isn't it worth it to pay someone to take away that?
No!
No.
Fights are free!
You sound like my father.
All right, so we have Jason's mom back on the phone.
Oh, God.
Love you, Chris, but listen.
Hello, dead horse.
Whoever's listening,
right.
Listen.
Yes.
Whoever knows this. Nami yo horenge keyo.
That actually sounds a lot like Ponzi's last name.
Well, listen, you know, there you go. That's a yoga thing, and, you know, suck it in, breathe it out, and you choose a date. That's all there is to it. It's not a problem.
But we just don't know which date.
It's a there's no date that's going to jump out and point at you.
So wait, this is what we're supposed to do is just pick a date. That's it, and all our problems just melt away.
Listen, magical, isn't it? Fantastic.
Yeah, you know how I chose my
date. This will get everybody off my back.
Wait, you know
just
what?
Picking a date.
You know what though? You can't really pick a date because all of these people would have nothing to focus on if you actually got married. You'd take their entertainment away.
I'm sure we could focus on something else. Don't you agree?
Listen. 3 months. You got some time in January. I will sue. You asking me
sue
how could I possibly sue?
Sue who?
Sue who? Sue the entertainment industry. Whoever. I will find a way. Believe me, I have a lawyer who will do it. He'll find a way.
But do you have a judge that will put it through?
I got a judge in my back pocket, honey. I wiped his ass and cleaned up his little problem on his behind. He'll do anything for me, honey.
Then I am now officially scared of you.
Don't be scared of her. I'd be worried about Jason. He still lives there.
Not for long, trust me. He's fleeing as we speak.
Now, do you listen to the Chris Perrella show on a regular basis?
I'm a registered nurse, and I work 3 to 11, so I'm not often off on Thursday. So I try to do catch-up during the week and listen to the show. You know, when I can get back about 12 o'clock, you know, I try to do a little catch-up. And
I wish
when I'm home, I try to give my opinion, yay. And I am very opinionated.
Are you sure you're not Italian?
No, my husband is. I must have picked up something in the gene somewhere.
No, you trust Ponzi, when we first met, she didn't know how to argue. Oh, believe me, she's good. She's better than I am now.
Well, see, but that's a woman for you.
No, it's not just a woman, but it's a woman who's been impacted by an Italian.
No. See, when women reach a certain age, you know, when they're younger,
it's like a breast. It just develops?
Yes, it does. Absolutely. You're right. You're correct. It's just like you shrink, we grow. Hey.
No, wait, can you say something for me?
What?
Jason's mom, say coffee talk.
Say what?
Coffee talk.
Coffee talk?
Thank you.
Or do you want coffee talk?
No, you said it the right way the first time. We're good.
Why? It depends on where you are.
No, it doesn't. It's how you say it. That's how you would normally say it.
Listen, you know, Ponzi and I need to get on I need to talk to Ponzi here.
She's gonna
put some foot up someone's butt here.
I'm trying, and I can't get her on the phone.
Yeah, well, you know, she's being safe and coy.
You know, The problem is I don't know if there's going to be a Chris Perillo show next week because I'm probably going to be strung up by my unmentionables here over the next coming week.
No, you won't.
We're doing a go-to-meeting demo next
week.
You
will not. She'll just hang you for a few seconds. She'll get asphyxiated. You'll feel fine. It'll be okay.
She should be happy we're talking about it.
Yeah, you know, she'll be fine. She'll say, you know what, this is what we needed.
It's better than not talking about it.
Actually, yeah, absolutely.
Anything is better than not talking about it.
Unfortunately, anything. I'm sure she would rather me talked about it. I didn't bring up the subject. FYI, I didn't bring any of this up. Did I, Jake?
You did not bring it up.
I'm an innocent bystander
as
here.
As a normal male, doesn't want to take any blame on anything.
No, I take blame for something that I did. I just want to establish the fact that I didn't say, okay,
you
this hour.
This call.
No, I didn't say
you
this hour.
You answered my call.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah, like I knew you were going to be complaining about me not picking a wedding date.
I answered the call.
Oh, he answered the call, but he gave it to you. But still, you answered it. You could have said no. You're the boss of the show.
Liked it.
What kind of boss are you? Can't put your foot down and say, I don't want to talk to that wicked woman.
Yeah, but what's that going to do to his publicity? He says that. He's going to go on the air. It's going to go out. And then
everyone's going to say, when they're going to get married, I want to see pictures. Do it soon. And then you got to do it. That's all there is to it. Problem is the glove don't fit.
You know what? I'm going to defer to the esteemed colleague who isn't here at this very moment.
And we actually.
So you're going to put me on hold to speak to the.
No, she's not. She's not here. How can I can put you on hold indefinitely? I don't know when she's coming home.
Listen. Talk to her. You're in this together. You want to get married? If it's true, you just sit down, you talk, and you say, you know what? This looks like a good day. It doesn't have to have any special meaning whatsoever.
Having
it's a good
wedding
day
on
that you're not working, she's not working, someone's got the kids, someone's doing this, we're free. That's the day you pick.
She's right.
That's all there is to it. It's not a big deal.
You tell that to her, it's not a big deal.
No, you tell her.
No, I can't tell her anything.
Listen, excuse me, are you whipped?
Well, in some ways, yes.
Ding. Oh, I found it.
In some ways, yes. It's not that I'm whipped. I'm just not stupid.
No,
you know, I hear that coming out of a lot of guys. It's not that I'm whipped. I'm not just stupid. But, you know, really, at the point that you know it's going to be stupid to bring something up, you're pretty much whipped at that point, and that's not a bad thing. People throughout the universe have been whipped.
No, no, no. It's not that... It's not that I know I'm whipped. It's just that I have a little more empathy for the other person, more so than I ever used to.
Chris,
so it's not being whipped.
That absolutely. What you have to do is you have to go out together, a nice little romantic dinner, and say, look, I don't have to do this weekend. This is my weekend free.
Yeah, but as soon as I do that, then it's like, no. Because then it's like that I'm making the decision, then she's not making the decision.
No, she feels completely
non-empowered.
You're imposing that on yourself.
But I'm imposing that because of the past arguments that we've had.
I fully agree with what she's saying to you, Chris. People make most of their own barriers. If you just said, look at this, then you can ask her afterwards, look, and if doing this... I don't want to be the only person making the decision here. If you have something else, you communicate to her.
You tell me. I can't do... Exactly. For whatever reason. And then you can work on... Okay, well, so what do you say about, you know, March 23rd? Whatever the hell day may be. You know, that you're serious about this. She has to know that you're serious about this. And she will follow through.
Okay, how am I being not serious about this?
By
not dedicating an hour of this show to berating me. How am I proving, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that I'm not being serious about this?
Because you won't choose a date.
Yeah, but listen, wait, but why is the onus on... But wait, why is the onus on me?
I'm not putting it all on you. I'm not saying that she's not doing anything, too. I'm saying that if you want something done, which you...
But that's...
Oh, yada, yada.
No, it's not a yada, yada. It's a da-da-da-da-da-da.
No, see, psychologically...
Yeah, psychotically. Psychotically.
I got to cut in here because, unfortunately, we are out of time.
Oh, okay.
You have 3 months, Chris, or I'm going to sue.
Okay, well, we'll pick this up next week.
All right.
I'll try to get off from work. If I can't... I will. Right. I will get back to you, dear.
Thanks, Jason's mom.
I will.
We love you. We want you to be happy.
Yes, thank you.
I will likely be at work, so whenever I catch you on the air next, I probably won't be talking about this.
Boy, neither will I. Not without Ponzi present. I'm not doing that again.
Enjoy yourself, Chris, while you still have an ass that hasn't been chewed off.
Or two testicles. Thanks again, everybody. As Jake said, the show is kind of winding down, so we unfortunately have to exit the building, as it were. Thanks to every guest who had called in. We had earlier Eddie and Carlos and, of course, Jacob, and then Jason's mom. Yeah, and thanks to our sponsors, Microsoft Windows Media, for making this possible, and Limelight Networks for making the stream possible. We'll see you later.
The Windows Media stream for the live broadcast of The Chris Perillo Show is provided by Limelight Networks. Listen to the live Chris Perillo Show in Windows Media Player. Download the latest version of the player for Mac and Windows users at Microsoft.com/Windows Media.